Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Food Friday, June 8th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome our good friend Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy, New York, back to the show. And with him today is Joey Bourbon of Bourbon and Wolf's in Albany. Today Rocco will detail his latest endeavor, wait for it, vegan Italian cooking. I have some questions about this. I'm sure you do, too. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You may also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio, Joey Bourbon, vegan Italian cooking, and your calls coming up on a Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome back our pal Rocco DeFazio with open arms. He's in the studio to discuss his latest experiment. And don't think I wasn't shocked when I saw this subject heading, vegan Italian cooking. And joining him today is Joey Bourbon of Bourbon and Wolf's. It is a vegan delicatessen on Lark Street in Albany. You know Rocco. He opened up DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza in Troy in 1989. It has since won numerous Best of Awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings at Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened a Troy mainstay, DeFazio Imports, in 1951. He's a Siena College grad and a former science teacher. Rocco and Joey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray. It's good to be here with another Troy boy.
Hey, that's right. Nice. Hey,
Joey. Well,
if you guys have a question out there about vegan cooking and vegan Italian in particular, give us a call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Before we get to Joey, Rocco, how did this come about? You know, I go in there, I'll get the bolognese pizza, I'll get...
the fra diavolo with the sausage we've been making.
Chicken parm. When did the vegan thing come around? What happened?
Well, one of the reasons why we've been in business for 67 years is we constantly reinvent.
You evolve.
We evolve. We reinvent. And... So you have to stay up on the trend. I have a lot of customers, women customers. I've been noticing this trend coming into the store, the pizzeria. Says, Rocco, my daughter or my son is vegan. And I go, God bless you. I'm sorry.
That's terrible.
Until I got one, then you get one, and then you go, now I know what it is.
I get
you know?
It. No.
And so now I get it. So my youngest son, John, who at one time played football at LaSalle High School at a whopping 245 pounds, is today about a buck 60.
Wow.
He works out 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And he is, I call him, like, you know, Joey, they're the militant vegans.
Yeah.
Well, John is Al-Qaeda vegan.
That's nice. Oh, great. Oh,
you
that's,
know, he's yeah, the one, you. I'll be sitting there eating a turkey sandwich with mustard, no mayo, lettuce, tomatoes, and he goes to me, you know you're going to die horrible
you know,
death.
That's not.
You know, it's one of those. So the guilt.
So did he say, hey, let's try this, or did you just do it?
We evolved on this.
Yeah.
You know, and he, matter of fact, right now, he's up in British Columbia visiting Vancouver, a big vegan area.
Yeah.
And he's doing his research. He spent 4 weeks in Peru exploring vegan.
Wow.
In Peru, and he was in Italy for 4 weeks. Did that. His next trip is to Southeast Asia.
Huh.
And
Are you paying for all this?
Some way, I think
I am. You better be writing this off.
And I feel terrible because you know who passed away today?
No.
Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think Anthony was his, like, he looked up to Anthony.
Yeah, like an idol.
An idol, how he travels. And I think, and right now, like I said, John comes back in tomorrow from 2 weeks in Vancouver, British Columbia. Yeah. And he's doing research on vegan. He's visiting a very famous vegan gelateria there.
Ah.
He's, when he comes back, he's going to be doing
making
some
vegan gelato.
Very serious vegan gelato.
Very nice. Well, the pizza you brought, and we'll talk about
it. That's your favorite.
We will talk about
but vegan.
That's what I'm saying. It looks just like a
fra diavolo.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's learn about Bourbon and Wolfs, and Joey Bourbon is here. Now, I must confess, I don't get out much, but you're on Lark Street in Albany, right?
Oh, we are, yes.
And how long have you been there?
A little over 2 years.
Nice. Well, before the show started, Ian Pickus, who was a huge fan of your work, came in and said, oh, what do you got? And you said, well, I've got the buffalo, what do you call it?
Buffalo wing burger.
It is, and so we cut it up and had some. It is so meaty and delicious. I mean, it's fantastic. And
yeah,
so
it's one of our best sellers.
Tell us about that one.
So primarily what we do is seitan. That's what we do wholesale. It's how we started.
Okay, and Rick Orlando is very big on that. Tell us what seitan is.
Seitan is made from vital wheat gluten. It's you extract the protein from wheat flour.
Yeah.
Basically, you can take that, mix it with like a stock or broth, and you kind of flavor it however you want, knead it, texture it, steam it. It comes out just basically like that.
What I love about that particular wing, whatever you call it, the wing sandwich, is it really has, it's the texture. It's got a weight to it. It's got a mass to
Absolutely,
it.
It's
very nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you really break down food, it comes down to flavor, texture, nutrition.
Yeah.
I think there's like multiple ways to go about that and to achieve those results, you know? So I think it was just a lot of tweaking and, you know, being vegan myself, it's really just years of feeding myself, you know, it's practice.
What else did you bring?
We brought a barbecue pulled jackfruit sandwich.
And what's that?
Which jackfruit is, they grow in, I think, like Southeast Asia. It's kind of like a big, spiky, kind of looks like these little spiky things on the walls. Crack it open and it's really fibrous. Like you like slow cook it in barbecue sauce and it pulls together and it's like, has basically the same texture as pulled pork.
Mercy, I'm going to have to try that too.
It's really good.
Yeah, but I would not recommend you eat the foam, the foam on the wall.
The foam. It's exactly what they look like.
It might be nutritious, but it's very expensive, and it's probably not too tasty.
Yeah.
The number here is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here, and Joey Bourbon. Rocco, as you know, is from DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy. Joey Bourbon is of Bourbon and Wolfs, a vegan delicatessen on Lark Street in Albany. All right, Rocco, the Fra Diavolo pizza looks very similar to the one that I know so well.
It is chorizo Fra Diavolo. We use Joey's chorizo.
That's sausage, though, isn't it?
Right. It's a
oh, it's a spice.
Spanish,
it's spicy.
Chorizo.
Okay.
So this is wonderful. When I had the boys make it, I came into the pizzeria and I saw a Fra Diavolo there, which is my number one go-to pizza. And I picked up a slice and I said, is this the regular or the vegan?
Okay.
And I like to get, because you are expert.
Well, you know, I like the pizza.
I know you
know I do.
And it's wonderful. And know what it is, Ray? And you took my cooking class, my pizza cooking class. And I always said the three most important things about pizza is the crust.
Right.
The sauce.
Right.
Never the cheese and the toppings. Those are the big three.
You're not big on the cheese.
And my go-to pizza all the time, if I'm not eating Fra Diavolo, is a vegetarian pizza with no mozzarella, just pecorino romano on it, sprinkled on it.
And how did you simulate that romano on this, the pecorino?
Joey gave me a great recipe for vegan Parmesan.
Really?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What is that?
It's almond-based. It's basically, I can tell you how to make it really quick. It's,
well, sure.
Take blanched almonds, like slivered, put it in a food processor, like a high-powered blender with nutritional yeast, which is kind of like a cheesy, nutty flavor, garlic powder, and sea salt.
Really?
And you really just like pulse it. You don't want to like overwork it because then it'll turn into like
mush.
Almond butter.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But if you, there's like kind of like a sweet spot where it'll, you know.
It looks like Romano.
Yeah.
It sure does, man.
But it is. I made that. And I use pink Himalayan sea salt because that's perfect. John's, like.
You want to try a piece, Joey?
Oh, I would love to.
All right, there you go. And then I'll have mine during the break.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Tell me what you think, Joey.
Pull. That's good.
Take a bite.
Let's see. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Yeah?
You like the parm I made?
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Basically, it looks really nice, you know?
It has that's the other thing, the image of it.
To be fair,
it ties together, you know?
Joey hasn't had Parm in a good long time.
True.
So I will be able to tell you if it's close. And, you know, again, you're not really trying to make it exact. You're just trying to make it good, right?
Yeah.
Nutritious, healthy, tasty.
Yeah.
That's Italian food.
Well, you know, the wing sandwich that Joey brought, It really is. If you don't tell somebody, you'd be like, okay, yeah, okay, this is really tasty. This is great stuff. It's a wing sandwich, and it's seasoned well. It's got a little spice to it. So let's take a break here. I got to try this pizza. So we're going to go a minute and a half early here, Zach. 800-348-2551. Vegan Cooking Today with our buddy Rocco DeFazio and Joey Bourbon of Bourbon and Wolfs. We'll be back.
Support for WAMC comes from Troy Waterfront Farmers Market. Outdoor market every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on River Street. Over 80 local farms and food vendors weekly. TroyMarket.org for information. Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts. A family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer. Offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings Saturday afternoons. SpiritHAUS.com. Gloriosa & Company. Hosting weddings at the Curtis House in Ashfield, Massachusetts, with on-site guest accommodations, local floral design, and weekly summer flower CSA shares also available. GloriosaCO.com. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering. Offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering. Western Mass Beer Week, 3rd annual, June 9th through 16th. Over 60 breweries, pubs, restaurants, and shops across Western Mass taking part in tap takeovers, collaborative releases, food pairings, and more. WesternMassBeerWeek.org for information. And the Albany Distilling Bar and Bottle Shop, open 6 days a week, featuring an array of local spirits, beer, wine, and cider, open weekdays at 4, Saturdays at noon, albanydistilling.com.
It's a Food Friday. Ray Graff with you, along with Joey Bourbon and Rocco DeFazio, and we talk vegan cooking and vegan Italian with Rocco, and then vegan in general with Joey Bourbon. And Rocco, I gotta tell you, the Fra Diavolo pizza is darned good.
Chorizo, mm-hmm. Vegan chorizo.
It's got some spice. It's making my head sweat.
Well, that's a good thing.
Really?
It's a good thing.
Usually the head sweats during the show, but it's flop sweat. But this time, it's the spice. It's good stuff. And now, does the crust change at all? Your crust at your shop is always the best.
It's totally vegan.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
And, you know, three ingredients. It's salt, yeast, and water.
Yeah.
You know, there's no animal whatever.
That's really, really good.
And the only other one, because somebody brought this up, we sell organic pizza dough to Honest Wade Food Co-op.
Yeah.
In our organic pizza dough, we found that honey was a better substitute than sugar.
Yeah.
So we put honey in our organic one, but not in our regular. But we might have to change that because I know my son John will twist my arm and say, come on, let's go total, even with the organic.
You know, again, very much like the sandwich I had earlier from Joey, you know, this belies the sort of myth that right. goes with no. most people who eat a lot of meat. And they say it's not going to be satisfying. No. This is
Wrong.
Extremely satisfying
Wrong.
Stuff here. It's really good.
And Joey being a Troy boy, and we heard a lot of, remember we reached out to you guys.
Yeah.
Ryan. You know, Ryan.
Did you tell us? Because I guess Jim didn't even know Joey was coming until he walked in.
I so. Like to surprise people.
Yeah, well, thanks
you know
a
that.
Lot.
Like,
yeah, I appreciate
the Joey
that.
Joey Girardi thing. I
yeah.
did. So, but and being that Joe and they are right up the street from us, we called them in one day. We had a sit down, and we said, let's start working together.
Well, that's great. And yeah. So this has been going on a while.
A few months.
A few months, yeah.
But it's going to grow.
Well, I mean, the basis of Joey's wing sandwich, you could easily do some sort of a simulation of
definitely.
A chicken parm with that.
Chicken parm or our buffalo chicken pizza.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Let's make that happen.
Yes, sir.
Our number is 800-348-2551. Hey, all you vegans out there who call in during the meat shows and say, you know, do a vegan show. Here is your chance. If you have a question about some cooking tips, if you want a cooking tip from Joey Bourbon or Rocco DeFazio, give us a call, 800-348-2551. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that in a minute, Rocco. Let's go to the phones here. Cameron in North Adams has been waiting a while. Cameron, go ahead.
So I was listening last week to the Polish special, and they talked about that Polish pizza with the mashed potatoes and the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Rocco had given any thought to that, because that would be vegan, wouldn't it?
Mashed potatoes and sauerkraut.
On a pizza.
Yeah, no, that would be an interesting topping. I don't think it's something I would...
Don't send me one of those, Rocco. Do me a favor.
I don't think it's something I would go after. It's
in the sauerkraut.
I have nothing against sauerkraut, but... I like to make or source a lot of my toppings because, it's the third most important thing on a pizza.
Right, and what are the first two again?
It's
the cheese, right?
No, it's not the cheese. No, okay. It's the crust and the sauce and the toppings.
That's right. Okay, yes.
You know, I have seen pierogies and ravioli on pizza before.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Could be a, you know.
Too much starch.
Yeah. Too much starch. Well, Cameron, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It is Vox Pop. It is Food Friday. It is Vegan Cooking Today with Joey Bourbon of Bourbon & Wolfs and Rocco DeFazio, surprisingly doing vegan here from DeFazio's Pizzeria. Let's go to Brian in Woodstock. Brian, you're on.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for doing this program.
Sure.
We co-produce a project or an event called Hudson Valley Veg Fest. It's in November, and it's all plant-based, cruelty-free, education, incredible food. And so I'm just thrilled that you're doing this. My question for you folks, just in general, what type of tips do you have to transition Italian food from, to vegan? I know you have a lot of experience with this, and... I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
All right.
I'm rushing out of the store. I forgot it. Right now, probably the number one cookbook is called Plant Power Italia.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Is that the number one cookbook for you or for everyone?
I think it's up there on Amazon. Check it out. It's called Plant Power Italia. We purchased it. John got his edition. I got my edition.
Right.
Never should we. It is incredible. I grew up with my grandparents who were farmers.
Right.
Or my parents, my father's side, they were shepherds.
Right.
Okay. This is vegan, I tell people, is really peasant Italian food. Without the meat, because they really didn't eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
And the cheese was pecorino, which was goat. So it's like I made pasta totally vegan.
Yeah.
And it was easy for me because it's part of our tradition. And it's Italian food is heavy, heavy plant-based.
Huh.
And like when John went to Italy a couple years ago, he backpacked. And he lived on these agrimisos, and he visited, like, incredible restaurants. And he spoke to these, because that was his whole thing, vegan. And he goes, Dad, he says, I felt so comfortable eating the food there.
Interesting.
Because Italian, again, look at this book. It's called Plant Power Italia. It's gorgeous, too, the photographs.
Well, Brian, thank you for the call. Our number here on Food Friday is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio's here, and Joey Bourbon. You said you brought pasta?
Oh, you got to try this,
Let's see. What do you got?
This is organic... black bean. Here, Joey, you try it.
Yeah, let Joey try it first.
Organic black bean calabrese.
It smells great, too.
It's organic black beans, olive oil, and our wonderful Italian pasta flour. You try that, Joey.
Okay. Pasta flour.
Olive oil and organic black beans.
All right, he's going to try it now. And I'll give you the phone number, 800-348-2551. And that's the same Parmesan that's almond-based, Joey?
It is, yeah.
What do you think?
It's amazing. One thing that I'm always very critical about is how people cook pasta. It's perfect. Like, the texture is amazing.
It's what we do.
I mean, yeah. this is incredible.
You ever had black bean?
I've not had black bean pasta.
It's in this book, Italia.
Yeah.
And it was so simple for us to do it.
Yeah.
So it's olive oil to give the pasta elasticity.
Yeah.
and the organic black beans are a lot of protein.
Yeah.
It's, and it's very substantial, too. And we mixed it with our hot calabrese sauce, which is, I use hot calabrese peppers, which are the best in the world, I think. For you like that?
So thumbs up?
Thumbs up. It's got just the right amount of spice.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, try it, man. All right, well, I'll try it in a minute here. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. We go to Carl in Clifton Park. Carl, you're on. Hello, Carl.
Doing?
Hey, good, you're on.
I'm not vegan, but these dishes sound really great. But I just wanted to make a quick call since you fellows, these two restaurants are in the vanguard of this vegan cooking. Maybe you could be in the vanguard of getting the terminology right for buffalo wings. I'm from Western New York originally. They're not buffalo wings. They're chicken wings.
All right. Fair enough. I suspect a vegan shop is probably not going to want to call it chicken.
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah.
Anyway, the food sounds great. If I get near those restaurants, I'm going to try some of them.
Cool, man.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Joey.
I was just going to say, we actually call them seitan wings. The buffalo is just for the sauce.
Ah, all right. Very good. Well, thank you, Carl. And always good to hear from Western New York. You know, our producer, Jim Lavoulis, is from Western New York.
Nice.
He has the flat A's all the time when you talk to him.
A's.
Flat. All right. Let's go to Andy in Pittsfield. Andy, you're on.
Thanks, guys. Joey was talking a lot about the meat substitute being derived from wheat. What do you do if you're gluten-free?
We have, well, at the restaurant, about half of our menu can be made gluten-free. Obviously, those aren't seitan-based. We have, you know, jackfruit, all sorts of. I mean, there's a lot of different routes to take. Seitan is just primarily what we do.
Okay, and Rocco was talking about a black bean pasta. What kind of shape did you cut it into? Was it a linguine?
It's a fettuccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we find a fettuccine because it's more substantial.
Well, it holds up better when you're boiling it.
Exactly, exactly. But the black beans, it's perfect. And I like a fettuccine noodle personally myself.
Yeah.
You know.
They're commercially available in the stores. I mean, it's gotten a hell of a lot better. I mean, I've been gluten-free for 28 years, and it was terrible that back then.
Oh, yeah, it's all changing. It's all changing.
Well, thanks, Andy. But,
thanks for the options.
Thank you.
Your call, 800-348-2551, the telephone number, here on Vox Pop Food Friday. And over to John in Gloversville. John, you're on.
Yeah, I really appreciate the show. I've been a vegetarian for about 48 years. And,
wow,
and,
good for you.
Just the whole aspect of it, it's really good to hear this, you know. I feel sorry in a way to people that don't know these recipes, these vegan and vegetarian recipes. They're really missing out on some delicious food.
Yeah.
As far as health-wise, no doctor who runs a lifestyle center. He was talking just quickly. One thing he was talking about is with high cholesterol, if a person switches away from the flesh food diet to a vegan diet, in 3 weeks, his cholesterol number will go down around 88 points.
Wow. I believe that.
If he does like a lot of people do, they say, well, I'll take the skin off the chicken and cut the fat away. In 3 weeks, it'll go down maybe 3 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 88 points.
Wow.
Huge, huge difference.
And so you plan to live a couple of hundred years, John?
I'm figuring on that, but it's
good
not
for
up
you.
To me.
Good man.
Figure that out.
Well, thanks for the call.
But I'm not missing anything. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not.
I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is the number. Rocco DeFazio is here from DeFazio's Pizza. Rocco always has a surprise, and now he comes bearing vegan food. And Joey Bourbon of Bourbon and Wolf, that's all they do. That's all you guys do, right?
Yes.
And so when you started this a few years ago, was this just to fill a need, or was this something you always wanted to do?
It's something I always wanted to do, but Albany was kind of lacking. I mean, there weren't really any vegan restaurants or, you know, things I could do. So I started doing some pop-ups and things on my own.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of it just started in my own kitchen.
Yeah. And that's great. Well, I'm all the more power to you. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Rocco, the linguine is good.
Wait till you try the vegan lasagna.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
I got to say that this the sauce has a little kick to it. I'm just saying. I could use a nice cold beer right now, and all I have is coffee. So what is in that sauce, man?
The lasagna I made today is organic spinach pasta.
Really?
Again, it's just organic spinach, olive oil, and flour. And this is, believe it or not, my mother would go back to Italy like every other year. My mom and dad would go there, leave me in the store for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back one year with this recipe, with this lasagna recipe.
Yeah.
And she said, Rocco, I have a surprise for you. It doesn't have ricotta in it.
Uh-oh. You don't like ricotta.
I'm not a big fan. So yeah. So she made it. She made the fresh lasagna noodles with spinach, but it has bechamel in it.
What's that?
Bechamel is the base of all cream sauces.
Huh.
It's just butter.
Well, you can't put butter in a vegan dish.
I use vegan butter.
Well, is there such a thing?
Oh yeah.
What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, there is. You'll see, you find it anywhere.
What is it?
It's pretty much the same. It's oils, using other fats.
Ah, okay.
So I use vegan butter, flour, and cashew milk.
Ah.
Or you could use almond milk, or you could use coconut milk.
Yeah.
And you just, it takes like 5 minutes to do it. It's no biggie. But she did this recipe like 35 years ago with the bechamel and the lasagna. And it was like one of my all-time favorite lasagna dishes, and now I've turned it vegan.
So everything new, everything old is new again.
Think, my parents, God bless them, my mom lived to be 90.
Yeah.
My dad should have hit 100 easily.
Yeah.
His sister lived to be 103. His aunt lived to be 105. They come from, John told me about this, these are blue zones. You've heard of blue zones. Not to be confused with red light district, red zone. Blue zones, there's five blue zones around the world, and these are areas in the world where people live to be into their hundreds.
Really?
Look it up. It's called blue zones.
I'll be darned.
And know what their base is? Plant power.
Ah, interesting.
And makes that's sense. Where they came from, farmers. And my parents ate very little meat. Mostly pasta and vegetables.
You know, I'm not the hugest pasta fan, but I got to say the linguine that you made it's pretty authentic tasting pasta. It's amazing.
It is. It has a ton of protein.
Again, I'm all about the texture. It's got to have the feel.
Yes or no. You got to try the lasagna next.
All right, man, we'll do that during the break. It's 800-348-2551. Let's go back and get another call or two before our next break. Let's go over to David in Edinburgh. David, you're on.
Oh, hello. Hi. Yes, I'm Italian. I was just listening to the show, and I have a question for Rocco. I make a vegan pizza with potatoes and rosemary and
very popular
and zucchini. And I mean, it's very popular, especially in the south of Italy.
Yes,
I never seen it in the U.S. because I often go to the U.S. but I never seen it. So I was wondering if Rocco is aware of this.
Oh yeah, I'm very aware of the zucchini. Pizza.
With potato, though? Really?
Oh, yeah. You slice them very... with that...
Like mandolin.
Right. Very slicely thin zucchini. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Again, I find it to be too starchy.
Okay.
That's why I don't make them. I don't make anything... I don't put starch on my pizza.
Okay. Well, hey,
I like to have a light tummy when I'm done eating.
Yeah? How's that working out for you?
I'm getting there. I'm changing my ways.
I even make a pasta. I even make a pasta with potatoes. Which
oh, yeah.
Is good.
Yeah, gnocchi. Yeah. Gnocchi is potato-based.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just shells mixed up with potatoes and tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for your time. And I want to say it's very nice. Your program is really good. And
thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks a lot, David. Hey, man, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551, the number. Rocco DeFazio, Joey Bourbon are here to answer your questions Barbara in Monticello. Barbara, you're on.
Hi. So I've been making seitan from scratch for years, but the texture is always lacking. I can never, ever approximate anything that has a texture of chicken. And you have, I've scoured the web. Not much success.
I got to tell you, Barbara, Joey has nailed it, so Joey can tell you.
That's right. How are you cooking it? Are you, like, baking it, steaming it, simmering it?
Sometimes I simmer it to try to make steaks. I tried wrapping it in parchment and baking it. Hmm. I know I have can't overwork it because it becomes rubbery.
Let's see. I would suggest if you're going to simmer it, I think where a lot of people go wrong is they have it too high and they're kind of boiling it, and it'll kind of turn into like rubbery brains if you do that.
Yeah.
You kind of want to have like a real low simmer for that.
Okay.
I think that's how I found to get the perfect texture out of it. I think also adding a little bit of chickpea flour would help. It'll lighten it up a little bit. It won't be as dense. You might maybe be over kneading it slightly as well.
So I've been trying not to, so.
Yeah.
But it never has anything like a meaty texture. And I'm from a city, really. And I go to a lot of vegan restaurants, mostly because I keep kosher. And the textures are wonderful, especially in the Asian ones. The textures are wonderful, and it really has a good boost. Do you think there's any cookbooks, even? Or are you not allowed to do that?
Cookbooks? Well, Rocco mentioned one.
Oh, yeah, the new Plant Power Italia is an incredible vegan.
Yeah, Plant Power Italia. Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
I'm sorry.
I think if there's anything that I would recommend as far as seitan making, when I first, I mean, long time ago, like 15-plus years ago, the very first recipe that I started playing around with was from Post Punk Kitchen, Isa Chandra. I think if you do a quick Google search, it'll come up.
Okay. Well, Barbara, we have to take a break here, but thank you for the call. Rocco DeFazio is here. Joey Bourbon is here. More of your calls coming up at 800-348-2551.
Support for WMC comes from Henry's at the Farm Restaurant, Buttermilk Falls, Milton. Taking reservations for June's River Patio Pairing Dinner with Robert Sinsky Wines, T. Edward Wines Distributor, Sunday, June 17th, buttermilkfallsinn.com. Field Goods, local food from small farms delivered weekly to workplace and community locations, working to help people change the way they eat while supporting small sustainable farms, field-goods.com. Warwick Valley Farmers Market, open for the 25th year with 35 family farms, artisan kitchens, bakeries, offering fresh from the farm food, produce, plants, wine, and more. WarwickValleyFarmersMarket.org. Taste of Troy food tours of historic Troy or Albany. Now through October, private tours or gifts for Father's Day. TasteofTroyFoodTours.com for more information. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grant Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. Food Friday with Joey Bourbon of Bourbon & Wolf's and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizza. And Rocco, a big event. You do it every year. It's coming up.
Thanks, Ray. Now to get serious.
Yeah.
This is the 10th annual stickball tournament I do for Joseph House. Mm-hmm. And this year... it's focused more on homeless children. Unfortunately, there's over 120 homeless children in Joseph House this year.
Mm.
They serviced 270. Now I think it's going to be up to 300 this year.
Yeah.
Homeless children is the fastest growing homeless in the country, and part of it due to the opiate problem.
Yeah.
So this year... this Sunday in the marketplace in Troy's Little Italy, we're asking people to come out from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
We're going to have about 10, 12 stickball teams.
Ha!
You love that picture?
Yeah.
And We would like people, and I'm giving out American flags.
Oh, look at that.
Because this is what really America should be about.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every person that brings one of these items, and let me read them off to you. Sippy cups, diapers, twin sheets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloth, crayons, coloring books, small pillows, and personal hygiene products for children will get a free American flag, and they will see some wonderful stickball. Joey's going to be there.
Oh, yeah? You're playing?
No, Joey's...
I mean, I can.
You can. But Joey's going to be serving food.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah.
DeFazio's is going to be serving food.
Fantastic.
And for all you carnivores, Dinosaur Barbecue
oh,
are going to be.
So
we got... This is where... You know how for the past how many years there's been a Flag Day celebration
yeah.
in Troy? Well, this year there isn't. There's no more Flag Day parade. So we're going to be, billing it as a community Flag Day picnic celebration. Joe, tell them what you're going to be offering.
We're going to be doing some grilled sausages. I think we're going to be doing some burgers.
Nice.
To be honest, I'm still figuring it out.
That's okay, man.
So burgers, sausages, Dinosaur,
yeah.
DeFazio's.
And so this is this weekend, and
this
where is it?
This Sunday,
yeah.
from 1 to 5 in the marketplace. And I really can't stress how important this is. These kids come in with nothing.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's a great cause, and you've been doing it now 10 years. And, you know, some people have never even seen a stickball game.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I have here, and I showed it to you.
Yeah, the ball. It's right over there on the other side of your...
Yep. This is what we use, a pinky it's called.
Yeah.
And we have the golden stickball bat there. And this ball was signed by
Joe Girardi.
My boy, I call him Joey Bolognese because that's his go-to sauce when he comes to DeFazio's.
So how do people find out more about this?
Go to DeFazio'sPizza.com. It's on our Facebook page.
All right.
And or contact me, rdefazio66 okay. at Gmail.
Well, Rocco, you know it's going to be fun. And, you know, I recommend everybody follow Rocco on Instagram because the pictures alone will make you very, very hungry. All right, a couple of quick emails and then back to the phones we will go. This one is from Holly. Just tuned in, excited to hear vegan talk. I often write in to ask your guests about vegan options and how great to hear this today. On the topic of ricotta for lasagna, you can make a great tofu ricotta, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. There are many different ways you can make ricotta.
Yeah. Did I say that right?
Ricotta.
But you say capicola. You don't say gabagol.
Gabagol.
You say capicola.
Capicola.
And you
ricotta.
All right. Yeah, well, you think
and see, now you can use vegan, all these different types of nut-based milks.
Yeah. Okay. And this one is from, I don't know who, Arslan. Is a vegan pizza available at DeFazio's now? Didn't see it online.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
You update your website?
We're going to.
All right, man. All right. Our number is 800-348-2551. Quickly, before we go back to the phones, the lasagna. Very tasty, very satisfying. Tell us about that one.
Vegan lasagna. I made the lasagna noodles,
yep.
old school, organic spinach, olive oil, and our flour. That's all it is. And there's no ricotta, but there's bechamel. I made a cashew vegan butter flour nutmeg bechamel. How did you like it?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. But how the heck do you have time to even do experiments
no
like this?
No time I whipped that up.
Yeah.
I just finished feeding 40 people in the yard. Started that at 10 o'clock at night, put it in the oven at 11:30.
That's crazy.
And then watch Rachel Maddow.
Ah, well, you know, you could probably do that while you're working. Well, thank you for that one. Let's go to 800-348-2551. Ralph in Western Massachusetts. Ralph, you're on.
Hey, how you folks doing?
Good.
All right. Hey, thanks for having this show. I'll tell you what, if you gave Rocco a daily time slot, I would listen 5 days a week.
There you go.
Don't
give him any ideas.
I might jump to another station.
Yeah, I think he's a little too busy for that.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, anyway, and thank you for what you're doing for homeless kids here. I tell you what, I lived in my car half of last year,
And it's not easy. And if you're a kid, I don't know how you'd manage.
Thank you, man.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Getting on to the gastronomic questions here, I'm an omnivore, and my theory on food is if it doesn't run faster than meat, it's on the menu. But and one of the favorite things in my second favorite thing in my life as far as food is hot Italian sausage right behind garlic.
Oh, man, I
but
do
if I
that.
I ate it all the time. Look, I'm 5'2", and I'd look like a beach ball.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have you got for a vegan or vegetarian substitute for hot Italian sausage? And before you say seitan, I have to admit I ate seitan once in the mid-1980s when I moved to Great Barrington and ate at a vegan restaurant, and it squeaked with every bite. I felt like I was downing 3 blind mice.
I would not diss it, though. I would not diss that stuff.
I think Joey and I are going to come up with a vegan, nice, hot Italian sausage.
I have a great recipe.
What do you got?
We'll make it someday. We'll make it.
It is seitan-based. Yeah.
It is.
It's based the same flavor profile, you know?
What made DeFazio's famous, believe it or not, the first product my mom and dad made was hot Italian sausage back in 1951, and we've been making it ever since.
May I venture a guess that there wasn't much seitan in it?
No.
But I got a feeling that.
But we could do it.
I have to interrupt you and ask if Rocco is married.
Yes, happily, happily.
Because anybody that cooks like that, I tell you.
Happily.
Hey, Ralph, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go on over to Kathleen in Rexford. Kathleen, you're on.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I'll be quick. I had to make a cake this week for a birthday party, and it was supposed to be gluten-free, dairy-free, and I made vegan frosting. I'm not usually a baker, so I had to buy a mix. And I would love to have some kind of recipe where I could go somewhere, you know, make it from scratch. Any recommendations? Because I did use egg-free substitutes in the, you know, from a package in place of the eggs and the mix, because the mix called for eggs.
Was it the Follow Your Heart egg? And it comes in like a little carton?
No, it was a Bob's Mills package, a powdered package.
I don't know if I've ever used that. I mean, gluten-free baking in general, I think, can be kind of tricky.
Baking in general.
Yeah, baking in general is kind of tricky. Yeah. Are you looking for like recommendation, like a cake recommendation?
Well, I did buy the mix because it was quick and easy, but I'd like to be able to do it from scratch because I do most of my cooking and my baking from scratch, but I don't do a lot of baking, so I'm inexperienced there.
Gotcha. I don't have as much experience with gluten-free baking. I mean, if you want to reach out and contact us, our baker is incredible, and I can put you in contact with her, and she'd definitely answer any questions you have.
How do you get in touch with you guys?
You can find us on social media, either Facebook, Instagram, or you can send us an email, bourbonwolves@gmail.com.
And spell bourbon for those who don't.
Okay. It's a B-E-R.
I know how to spell bourbon.
No, it's a different bourbon. It's not my favorite kind of bourbon. Uh-huh. It's a different bourbon. How do you spell this bourbon?
This bourbon is B-E-R-B-E-N.
Aha.
And Wolf's is W-O-L-F-F-S. It's a little tricky in the spelling.
Not to confuse the issue. So it's B-E-R-B-E-N and Wolf with W-O-L-F-F.
Yes? Yes, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kathleen, good luck, and thank you for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Kate in Albany. Kate, you're on.
Hi. I am so excited to get to talk to Mr. Bourbon. My colleague wanted to go there for lunch about a month ago, and I've gone back 4 times.
Oh, thank you.
I love your food.
Thank you.
It's so great. So I am a pretty new vegan, and I'm not a great home cook. So usually I make, like, I stir fry some veggies or I make a salad, but I'm wondering if I can, like, kick it up a notch with some proteins. And I'm wondering if you have any really simple, I'm not great working with seitan, just like the guy before you who said it's kind of rubbery. It never tastes right when I make it. So do you have any quick?
I do. You know, we do. If you ever want to stop into the shop, I mean, we do sell a lot of our stuff wholesale as well. And we can provide you with some stuff that's basically you can just, like, you know, take home and reheat.
Yeah.
We can, as far as like recipes go, I mean, really just, I mean, just try to think of like replacing the proteins in any dish that you're going to make. Like if you're going to make a stir fry, I mean, you can throw tofu, or there's like some really good other meat substitutes out there that you can really just quickly heat and add. And just, it's really, when you break it down, it's the same as, you know, cooking like non-vegan food. You know?
What are some of the other great meat substitutes?
There's some that I personally enjoy are Gardein, which is a company. Gardein and Beyond Meat are like pretty much my go-to.
Oh, these are brands.
Shopping. Brands. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant there was a different sort of stuff.
Oh no, they're just brands that make, you know, a lot of different stuff.
I gotcha. All right, Kate, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio's here and Joey Bourbon. And we go to Joseph in Poughkeepsie. Joseph.
Hey, hi. Excellent show. Very impressed.
Thank you.
I've been a vegan for about 20 years. And, you know, a good chef can make just about anything taste good. Now, I'd like to know where you guys are located so I can visit a restaurant. And the host asked a question and said about living long. Now, the purpose of a vegan diet, you know, long life is just one part of a healthy vegan diet. The whole idea is that while you are alive, you are healthy, you're active, and you're sharp. And that's what I find by being a vegan.
Good.
You
know, very good. You're right.
I may not live to 100, but while I'm alive,
you're
gonna
be healthy.
I'm about 50. Yeah, I'm
Absolutely.
56 years old. I ride 150 miles a week.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. I have no pains, no illness, but health is wealth.
Good,
and
man.
That's
good.
What a vegan diet gives me. So, where are you guys located?
We're in Troy, New York.
DeFazio's,
264 4th Street in Troy. If you have a GPS, find us easy. We're between Adams and Washington Street at 264 4th Street in Troy.
It's not that easy. Trust me, I drive around in circles in your town all the time. All right, how about you, Joey? Bourbon and Wolf.
I live in Poughkeepsie. I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
And then Joey.
Yeah, we're located right in the center of Lark Street, 227, so on the corner of Lark and Chestnut.
And I guess you could just try to find follow Ian Pickus, who is apparently in your shop all the time.
Yeah.
Our number is 800-348-2551. Time for a couple of more calls here. Let's go to George in Guilderland. George.
Hi. I come from an Italian family from down in Campania. But my daughter, who's a vegan since like eighth grade, doesn't have much Italian food. She's also gluten-free. Have you guys got your own recipe for a good meatball mix that I could use in stuffing eggplant or with pasta? What would you suggest would something like that be in that plant power Italia? Or do you have your own recipe or somehow that I could?
I don't. This is Rocco DeFazio. I don't, but you could definitely find it in Plant Power Italia. Buy it for her. Be a good gift for her.
As far as meatballs go, I mean, I think I've made gluten-free meatballs with tofu before, and you just really got to find a good binder. That's the only thing with that, because one of the benefits that I with baking with and cooking with seitan is that it's, you know, it really pulls everything together and holds it. But if you want to make something with tempeh or tofu, I would suggest using that with an egg replacer.
Okay.
I've seen some boxed egg substitutes. I didn't know if they would work. Mom used to break an egg in, or she'd have me breaking the egg in and mixing it everything by hand. But so you're saying that I could find some advice in that book you recommended?
You can. You can also look up, I think Rocco's got a...
What's that?
Got a good egg, is that an egg replacer?
A what?
The chaga?
Chaga?
Yeah.
Chaga is the miracle food.
Okay, yeah. Rocco. And thank you for the call. Rocco, we only have about a minute here. You handed me something that says Sun Potion, and it's a transformational food, raw mushroom powder. What the heck happened to you, man? What happened to you?
I got this Al-Qaeda vegan living with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Chaga, you know what chaga is?
Yeah.
Chaga is the Chinese for hundreds and hundreds of years have called chaga the king healer. And it comes from a birch tree. It's a very gnarly looking thing. Okay, you have to make a tea with that.
Yeah, I mean, it looks
I've
like
only had it tea.
Tea. I use it as a binder.
Yeah.
And it is super incredible. Matter of fact, I'm going to be making chaga pasta. It will have the highest antioxidants on earth. Because chaga has the highest antioxidants.
When
you
do
know
you,
that.
How do you have time, Rocco? How do you have time to do
this? I don't sleep.
All right, Rocco DeFazio, how do people find out about Rocco and DeFazio's Pizzeria and the stickball tournament?
Stickball is more important. Stickball is this Sunday
right.
from 1 to 5 in the marketplace between Washington and Liberty Street.
And they can go to your website?
Go to our Facebook page or website.
Okay. That's good. And also, Joey Bourbon, how do people find out about Bourbon and Wolfs?
You can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Bourbon and Wolfs, or just stop and see us.
Great job, guys. Support comes from River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Egremont Village Inn presenting novel ideas on Friday, June 8th. June 9th is Jesse Mason. Tickets and information at theegremontbarn.com. The Black Sheep Downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butterscratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. And Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts, handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, rollingrocksalt.com for upcoming events. Thanks again to Rocco and Joey for being here. Thank you for listening and for the great calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy. It's lunchtime. You got to get in here. Thanks to Barb King, who took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm great. Ray Graff. Have a great weekend. Alan will be back on Monday for a medical Monday. It's time for me to hit the chaga transformational mushroom powder, and I may return. I may not. Have a good weekend.